Regina, the city of Regina is starting to lay out the groundwork for the redevelopment of Taylor Field. On Wednesday, a report was presented to Executive Committee, outlining a plan for the city to request funding from both the provincial and federal governments through the Canada Housing Infrastructure Fund, CHIF, to fund a portion of the TFR project. The CHIF aims to address pressing infrastructure needs related to drinking water, wastewater, stormwater, and solid waste, according to their website. City administration estimates the TRF project would cost roughly $20 million. Of that, $14.4 million is eligible for funding through the CHIF. Through the potential funding, the city would use $3.8 million allocated from the Land Development Reserve. Meanwhile, $4.8 million would come from the province and $5.7 million from the federal government. The remaining $6.5 million would be funded through the city's budget. While councillors supported the plan, frustration rose from the lack of action taken to develop Taylor Field. "We told our people that when Taylor Field was knocked down, we would build affordable housing," said George Siklis, Ward 2. Taylor Field was knocked down in 2017 after the Rough Riders moved into their new home, Mosaic Stadium. "That was more than 8 years ago. Shame on us. There was a reason we lost trust with the electorate," he added. Previous plans for development had been laid out, but nothing came to fruition. Mayor Chad Baczynski echoed Siklis's sentiments, stating it's been a long time coming. Baczynski pointed to infrastructure as the barrier to stalling development. "The city has until May 20th to submit an initial intake to the CHIF, while a city council resolution confirming the support is required by June 1st. City Council will make the final approval of the motion next week." Overall, Baczynski called it a wait-and-see process and is confident the city can pivot if no funding is given. As for development plans, the city will use $1 million from the Land Development Reserve to design the infrastructure of Taylor Field. That same reserve was used last week to give $6.7 million towards keeping a new Costco development within city limits. Baczynski said there are no worries with funding concerns regarding the specific reserve. Although housing plans aren't finalized, city administration said the project will likely include mixed housing, such as affordable housing. The report also mentions potentially 500 dwelling units built on 7 acres of infill land. This would actuate to 400 people per hectare, a significant difference from the density of 30 people per hectare North Central currently sees.